Tarpon Paper of Loxley, Alabama, stopped accepting loads from Pensacola last September, and the contract expired in March. While residents continue to sort their trash and recyclables, it turns out both have been going to the same place.
The materials have been going to the landfill, but I think as everyone knows, the global market is significantly depressed, and so we're feeling the impact here.
City Administrator Eric Olson.
Our processor just hasn't been able to find a buyer for the materials that they process. It's backed up, and we're at the tail end of that, and we have to take it to the landfill.
China is the main culprit, says Olson, because it decided to reduce imports of so-called contaminated recyclables.
China is only accepting pre-processed paper, meaning that they don't want it to go through a single stream recycling facility, which is the way most of the recycling is done in the United States. China has been the huge player in the market, and when they close their doors, that leaves a lot of supply looking for somebody to take up the demand.
Besides an environmental issue, recycling is also a business, and the materials involved are commodities like wheat. But there's one huge difference.
If the demand for wheat drops, you can put your wheat in a silo, or you can even stop planting while you wait for the price to recover. But with recyclables, the supply is always growing. So if the market's disrupted, the processors have to find a buyer, or they have to tell their raw material suppliers to take their product to a landfill.
The city is coming under fire for downplaying the transport of recycling materials to the landfill for fear people may get out of the habit of separating their trash.
That's true. We don't want people to get out of the habit. It's a conscious decision we had to make. Do we tell people about the disruptions, or do you just encourage them to keep recycling? We chose to just encourage people to keep recycling. We will see if the market will turn around.
Meanwhile, talks are underway on a contract between the city and Emerald Coast Utilities Authority to use the latter's recycling facility in Perdido, which opened in 2016.
We are not expecting the contract to go to our board this month, but I believe it will go in June.
ECUA spokeswoman Natalie Bowers.
I don't expect that it'll be any different than the contracts that have been established with other municipalities such as Fort Walton Beach, Okaloosa County, etc.
Pensacola would join 10 other cities and counties in Northwest Florida and South Alabama, along with the firm Allied Waste Services, in using ECUA's facility.
I can't speak for the board, but I certainly think that they value a good relationship with the city of Pensacola, and it's our community, and so we want to make sure that we provide the services and that the recycling program continues to be viable and successful.
If approved by the Pensacola City Council and the ECUA board, residents would be allowed to recycle more items than allowed by Tarpon Paper. In the meantime, ECUA's Natalie Bowers and City Administrator Eric Olson have some advice for the public.
Try to learn more about what's going on with recycling around the country. Continue to sort their recycling and keep the contamination out of their recycling bin.
Try to keep it up as quickly as possible. The program will be back up and running. That's really what's going to ensure the success of their program.
8-year-old Tarpon Paper is estimated to generate $1.4 million in annual revenues and employs about 18 people, according to a number of business websites. Numerous efforts to contact the firm for the story were unsuccessful. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.